This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. Texas legislators are debating whether to repeal the Texas Dream Act. That's the law that allows certain undocumented students to pay in-state tuition. A recent Texas Tribune analysis shows that the majority of undocumented students do not attend four-year universities. They go to community colleges, and most are enrolled here in North Texas. Like many immigrants, Alejandra Miranda and her parents left their native El Salvador for a better life. That was 12 years ago. She's 23 now and enrolled at North Lake College in Irving. Sitting in a busy dining room, she talks about coming to terms with her status as an undocumented student.
I didn't understand much of the situation or how difficult it is until I graduated high school and I needed to step into the real world. It was very difficult when it comes to getting a job.
Miranda says she believes attending college is the best thing she can do to better herself. Still, she had her doubts when she enrolled at Northlake.
For a long time, you know, when I was attending school, I just kind of had one of those moments where I questioned why was I in school if I couldn't go any farther until I realized what to do with my situation.
Miranda doesn't receive financial aid, but works 20 hours a week managing the student campus store. She says that job, combined with an in-state tuition rate, makes going to school a little more affordable. Critics say the Texas Dream Act is unfair to students who are here legally, and that colleges and universities shouldn't be giving undocumented college kids a discount. Some lawmakers say resources should instead be directed toward legal residents. Not everyone agrees.
We understand that there's others who may question an investment in individuals. We think just the opposite. We need to be investing in individuals.
That's Joe May, the chancellor of the Dallas County Community College District, which enrolls the largest number of undocumented students of any college in the state. Just 2% of Texas higher ed students are undocumented, but more than three-quarters of them attend community colleges. May says he respects other people's views but calls this a human capital issue.
What we're doing is helping prepare them to contribute to the economy, getting them the education that they need in order to get the great jobs, and hopefully be able to produce future college graduates as they have children and their children live here in the community so that we can increase the quality of life for everyone here.
To qualify for in-state tuition, undocumented students must have graduated from a Texas public or private high school or received a GED. They also have to sign an affidavit that they plan to apply for permanent residency. Like Dallas County, Tarrant County college officials say they would rather see students in school than out of school. TCC has more than 2,000 undocumented students.
We in our registrar's offices, you know, want to be able to help students to access education here at TCC.
That's David Jimenez, Associate Vice Chancellor for Enrollment.
For me to be able to see that we have, you know, in the top three in the state, number of students who were able to help through this provision, it was satisfying and pleasing for me to see.
Jimenez says most students choose community college because it's more convenient to where they live or work and more affordable. At TCC, a student who qualifies for in-state tuition pays $55 an hour versus $216 an hour. Back at Northlake, student Alejandra Miranda has a message for other students in her situation.
Educate yourself in everything that's going on. I know there's going to be doubts either. Do I go to school? Do I not go to school? And I just recommend everybody to attempt school. That's one of the biggest benefits.
Miranda says she knows the next big hurdle after school is becoming a legal permanent resident. She hopes that will happen in a couple of years. Stella Chavez, KERA News.